Ahava, blessings, welcome. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energies, of awakening, of expansion, in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to dive into the energies and the frequencies that we are working with for this new moon in Aries. This lunation is really intense. We had the lunar eclipse, full moon in Virgo. We had the equinox. We have Mercury in retrograde. Venus is in retrograde. And now the final eclipse of this eclipse season. And it's a very intense energy. I've been feeling it. I've had so much come up that I've had to work and process through. And it really, I consider it a blessing to have the opportunity to address past life, this life, family issues, all of it. Because it really has given me the opportunity to expand and to really level up. So this new moon is happening on the 29th of March, 6:57 a.m. Eastern Standard, 3:57 Pacific Standard Mountain Time. It's 2:57 in the morning. CET time, it's 12:57. So it's at 9 degrees of Aries. Seems like I think every new moon is at 9 degrees. Nine, of course, this is the number 9 year. Endings, beginnings, completions, closing of cycles. This new moon is particularly potent, so it is in Aries. Aries is the first sign of the Western Zodiac in the biblical astrology that was followed by Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, Christic mystic school, I guess, the Essenes, these ancient wisdom keepers. Their year began with Virgo, the Virgin Queen Priestess, Sovereign Priestess, and ended with Leo. But in the Western astrology, it begins with Aries, and it begins with this beautiful, very potent, and very powerful energy. So Aries is considered the first sign of the zodiac. It's a fire starter. It's a very fiery energy because, well, it is a fire sign. It is ruled by Mars. The Aramaic frequency that created Mars is the Dalit. And Dalit is all about its initiation. Dalit is the doorway. It is the threshold that we must cross through to be fully initiated. The Aries energy activates the pineal gland. The Aries energy is the ram. The Aries energy was created by the Aramaic Hebrew letter He. And the He is the breath of life, the breath of the Shekhinah. It is the universal life. It represents also the desire to receive, because the numerology is a five, and five also has to do a lot with action, with the five fingers, with really forward movement. The hay, but it's actually a little deeper, because the hay really represents the soul that is comfortable in the body. If you're anything like me, if you're highly sensitive, intuitive, empathic, you oftentimes growing up did not feel that you belonged on this earth. You didn't feel you belong in your family. You didn't feel you belong amidst this chaotic world of duality. So there is that tendency to wish to disassociate ourselves with the physical. So it's hard to be embodied. But Aries teaches us to be fully embodied, to be fully in and to take action. Now, the thing with Aries is that oftentimes Aries does not think or listen before Aries takes action. So that can lead to some hiccups. So this energy is particularly potent also because of all of the conjunctions. Okay, so we have the sun, which is your outer expression, your physical self, we can say. The moon, which represents your emotions, your inner world, your intuition, also your soul incarnated in the body. They're conjunct. That's how a new moon happens. But it's also in conjunction with Mercury, who is retrograde, also in the sign of Aries. have Neptune in the mix and the North Node. Neptune is, let's see, what can we say about Neptune is also about to go into Aries. So that's, it's about to go down. Neptune is the planet of deep spirituality, cosmic, infinite spirituality. It's also the soul, unincarnated, like not in the body. It also represents illusions and delusions. So there is, Neptune is a little, can be a little tricky, because Neptune can be likened to the veil that we have over our eyes when we don't wish to see the truth. And a lot of times in modern spirituality, there is the tendency, because Neptune, ruler of Pisces, represents our spirituality, higher consciousness. In the spiritual world, there is a tendency to sugarcoat, to believe that everything is love and light, and not to actually wish to feel the tough emotions, and also the tendency to not wish to deal with hard circumstances. There is the tendency, the escapism tendency of Pisces and Neptune. That's that layer of spirituality. And that layer of spirituality is just that. It's incredibly superficial. It's surface. It's, oh, look, I look the part, therefore I must be doing the work. However, this moon, with the fiery energy of Aries, with the conjunction with Mercury, which is the mind, the intellect, the way we communicate, the way we express, also community, we are, and we got Venus retrograde conjunct too. So it's just, Venus retrograde is conjunct the North Node and Neptune. So yeah, we're like in a whole mix of such intense energies. And there's a reason for it, because it's time for us to stop pussyfooting around and being that surface Neptune, and go deep. Go into the truth of who we are, of our mission, our destiny. One of the first things that came to mind was a touch of destiny, aligning with our destiny. Because this is it. This is exactly what we have been waiting for. This moment where everything is chaos, everything is up in the air, all kinds of stuff is coming out about our society and our culture and our belief systems. Everything is being thrown on its head, and it's supposed to be thrown on its head, because none of it has worked. All of it has been about control, about manipulation, about subjugation, about separation, about living and perpetuating the cycle of duality. And this is what the earth is shaking off herself. The earth is shaking off that frequency of the superficial, of the shallow, of duality, of perpetuating the karmic cycles that keep us in the loop, that make us think that we are not one. It is time to go deep. This is what we have been waiting for. We have been yearning to really and truly align with the infinite cosmic consciousness, with God, Goddess, it doesn't matter what we call it. We've become so enslaved by the labels, and it has to look a certain way, but all of it is false. None of it is real. Aries wants shit to be real. Aries is the person that doesn't care about your feelings. They're going to say what they have to say. They're going to do what they have to do, and they're going to trailblaze their way forward. That's the only way Aries goes, like the ram. Also reminds me of Taurus energy. Taurus has that energy too, of once they're going, they're stubborn, but once they're going, they're out there. Aries is more, will headbutt you into going in the direction that you need to be going. And that can be very off-putting to a lot of people, because a lot of people they want things kind of soft and gentle and not to actually have to get dirty and do the work. Aries is here to show us, no. You have to be willing to get down in the trenches and do the work. Do the work. It's not about the fluffy, false, shallow spirituality anymore. It's you go down and you do the work. This is the initiation. This is the portal. This is what we are going through. And it's happening in the first house. The first house has to do with yourself, with the physical appearance, the physical world, your personality, how you express in the world. It is your initial instincts and your initial reactions to the world and to what's being put in front of you. It is ruled by Mars. So again, this, we have Aries ruled by Mars in the first house, conjunct the moon. And it's just a soup, a mélange of energies that are here to elevate us. And they're going to elevate us one way or the other. Now, they may elevate us in our delusion, in cementing the veil that prevents us from seeing, or they will illuminate us and push us in the direction and elevate us in the way of really allowing us to see the truth, to receive the truth. In many of the Gospels of Yeshua and even of Mary Magdalene, they speak of those who have ears, let them hear. What does that mean? We all have ears, but we don't always listen. We don't always actually receive the information because we are so invested in maintaining the programs and the status quo that has been running our lives. We are so heavily invested in that we're only listening to what we want to hear. It's selective hearing. And it's not the true hearing. What this phrase means is allow yourself to truly receive the wisdom that is being shared with you. And Aries also has to do with the covenant, with our agreement with the divine, with our ability to... So Yeshua represented covenant and the agreement, the new covenant, I should say, because before that, we needed the priests as the intermediary to the divine. When Yeshua incarnated and how he preached and lived and taught, he taught us, no, you're communing with the divine just right now. We can do it directly. There needs to be no intermediary, no one in between. The powers that were don't necessarily like that perspective, hence what happened. And now, Mary Magdalene, medium, she took over his ministry. She was his leading apostle because she received the true wisdom, because she was open and she wanted to receive it. So she went and she continued this path of mysticism, these teachings. She embodied them and she continued to share them. Now we are remembering what she truly represented as an incarnated light being. And what she taught was not just you have a direct relationship with the divine, it's up to you to cultivate it. It's you have that direct relationship and you have the ability to cultivate your physical body to be the vessel for the vibrations and the frequencies of the higher celestial realms to be embodied and birthed through you in this physical world. So it's not about the separation and the, oh, we're going to ascend to another place. It's about bringing those frequencies down here on earth in your experience, living that spirituality, living those higher teachings, living those higher frequencies. And this is what this Aries moon is doing. It is showing us that it's time to shit or get off the pot. Either we're doing the work and we're going to do the purification and we're going to do the activations and we're going to do the work to cleanse the vessel, to not only align with that higher wisdom, with the celestial light, but to birth it, to bring it down, to embody it, not just being the vessel, but sharing and birthing that new frequency, even though it's not new, it's ancient, but birthing those higher frequencies here in the Malchut, in our physical world. We have Mercury that's in a trine with Mars. So again, there's that energy of revisiting, reconditioning, retooling the way that we think, the way that we believe, the way that we express, and taking action, taking aligned action. This is a very fast, can be a very impetuous, impatient energy. This is why it is all the more important to pay attention to the breath. Hey is the breath. Breathe. Before, especially since we have the planetary retrogrades and since Aries just wants to do and doesn't necessarily care about the consequences. Because Aries can be about them. This is why it's very important to merge with the polarity, which is Libra. So Aries is the I, Libra is the we. It's very important to merge these two because it's not just about us, because we are all interconnected and we're all in this together. But there is that tendency to want to be individualistic and to think that our needs are more important than the collective's needs. No, they are one and the same, which means if you basically only go out to basically be greedy and to do for yourself and to not create good in the world, then you're doing a disservice, not just to yourself, but you're doing a disservice to the collective, which is you. So every action that we take is not just about us. Because we are so interconnected and interrelated with everything and everyone. We've lived in a world for 2,000 something years where it's been survival of the fittest, it's been about me, it's been about greed and gluttony and etc. It's been about manipulation, it's been about coercion, it's been about a distortion of power. Aries is about power and leadership, but it is not about power and leadership so you can lord your belief system over someone else. That's not true power. True power is self-mastery. It is knowing that you are infinite consciousness, you are infinite oneness, you are a spark of the divine, doing your inner work to cleanse and remove the veils of the ego, because in the shadow, Aries is the ego. In the light, Aries is the embodied soul, the higher self, the inanna, the I, the higher I that is fused with the earthly I. So Aries, it's about union. It's about cultivating that union, knowing that it's not just about us and taking inspired action that not only benefits the collective, but benefits us. It is about transformation. It is about deep purification, because you cannot activate the pineal gland without purification. If the channel is not clear, you're gonna gunk up. The energy is not gonna flow correctly. So this is why purification comes in. So what's interesting is I pulled two cards before, and of course I pulled the covenant, which is what I just was just talking about the what Yeshua brought down and Mary Magdalene represents, and John the Baptist, Yohanan the Baptizer. And he's about the purification of your sexual creative energy and bringing it up into union with the dove, the Shekhinah, the soul, activating in that process the pineal gland. This moon is conjunct the North Node, which represents the mission and the reason for us incarnating into this lifetime. And the mission is often something that we kind of think is something airy-fairy, and but it really means coming back into remembrance. Your mission is for you to remember your infinite self and embody that infinite self here in this body, here in this experience. So which brings us back to the covenant of purifying, of aligning with the higher frequencies and bringing them down, embodying them and birthing them. We chose, and this is kind of why it rankles me when I see people not taking responsibility for their actions and thinking that, you know, the blame, the shame, all of it is it's someone else's problem. It's not you. It's that person. No, it's your problem because you chose that circumstance. And from the perspective of we all incarnated for a reason, we all have a soul contract and we all have certain things and certain people and situations that we agreed to experience this lifetime. So from the perspective of our higher self, chose the parameters of the earthly incarnation that we are living, there is no need for guilt, for shame, for blame, for passing the buck, for thinking it's somebody else's problem, they're doing this to me, it's not me. There's no need for that. First of all, that takes away your power and your sovereignty, your self-mastery, your ability to hold yourself with dignity, with courage, with strength. It takes that away from you because you're basically giving your power away to that situation, to that person, because they did this or whatever. No. The mission is about remembrance. The mission is about coming back into oneness, into union, knowing that every moment is your mission. Whatever is happening right here, right now, in front of you, that is your mission. How will you navigate this? Will you navigate this in alignment with your higher self? Or will you navigate this on the whims of the ego? And that's the other thing about this Aries moon. The Aries energy can be in the shadow, which is the egoic expression, ruled by the baser, lesser self. Or it can be embodied and living the higher purpose, living that infinite oneness in the physical form. We choose our frequency. Every moment we are choosing to align with the higher frequencies, or we are choosing to perpetuate more of the same bullshit. You have the ability. You have the power. You have the opportunity to transform, to transcend, to activate, to heal. It's within the realm of your possibility. The key is the desire to choose to transform, because we have free will. If you do not wish to change, you don't need to. No one is really going to force you, because no one can force anyone to do anything. It's just not possible. If you think that you can change, it's kind of like some women that think that they can change a man. Yeah, sure, you can change him for a minute. Yeah, sure. But that is temporary. This is why the perspective we have of power is very illusory and fake. Fake AF. Because we have no dominion over anything or anyone outside of us. The only thing we have control over is us. Our actions, our thoughts, our words, how we choose to express and engage. That's it. How someone else does it, absolutely nothing. Doesn't have anything to do with us. That's them. If they choose to be veiled and continue to see things through a myopic perspective, that's them. And maybe, it's not even a maybe, that's their soul contract. That's what they chose to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that is their soul contract, let them live it. why is it that some of us, myself at some point in time in my life as well, feel the need to impose our lenses on someone else? It's like a pair of eyeglasses. If it's your prescription, it's going to work for you. If it's not, it won't, and it will probably do more harm than good. We are not here to impose our way of being and doing and seeing on anyone else. We are here to embody our light, and whoever that impacts and inspires, fantastic. If it doesn't, that's also fantastic. Because we are here to embody the light, and embodying the light means we are embodying love, unity, oneness. This means us and every other being is whole, complete, sovereign, and perfect just as they are. Even the people that did terrible things to us or screwed us over, even them, they did exactly what that soul contract we had with that soul was supposed to be. They followed it to the T. They were supposed to trigger us. They were supposed to hurt us. They were supposed to force us into awakening, force us into going deeper, force us into healing, force us into remembering. They were supposed to. Everything has happened exactly as it needed to for you to be here now. There is no you could have done something better. So it's time for us to let go of that whip that we carry, whipping ourselves because, oh, well, I should have done this. I could have done that. No. Everything is exactly as it should be. This moment, no matter if you have negative $52 in the bank, it's perfect. It's exactly where you need to be for you to embody your soul and to remember who you are. Remember that we chose everything so we can transcend it. Remember that this world of duality is just that, a world that we chose, because in truth, duality is simply a parameter of this earthly game. Our infinite self is not bound by duality. It's cosmic oneness and union. Now, if we can purify the layers and remove the false ego, egoic layers, and align with that light and birth it and incarnate it and share it and give rise to our experience from that perspective, it's a game changer. So this moon is just that. It is a game changer. It is the time when we are deciding what we are aligning to. Who is our master? Is your master the light, infinite consciousness, God, goddess, soul? Or is your master this earthly world of illusion and duality? Your karmas, your traumas, the endless cycle of pain. We are choosing. And this moon is fiery AF. And it's forcing us to really see what's there. And if you don't want to see, it's only going to reinforce the veil. So we have to be willing to see what we are being shown. If there is a pain in your body, and I just lived this myself, it's showing you something. If you have an illness, that's showing you something. If you have a person that is rankling and ruffling your feathers, that is showing you something. Everything outside of you that you are seeing and experiencing in this life, it is showing you a lesson that needs to be integrated. It needs to be learned. It needs to be healed. It needs to be loved. It needs to come into union with you. This is this moon. It's very, very powerful. Venus is conjunct Saturn and Neptune in the North Node. So the way that we love ourselves, others, our values, our resources, all of that is being amplified by the energy of deep spirituality, of structure, refinement. Saturn is refinement. Saturn wants you to be your best self. Because when you are living your best life and living your best self, embodying your soul, Saturn doesn't have to work that hard. Saturn just like, oh, cool. Let's give him some blessings and sprinkle them with some fairy dust of goodness, because they're living their mission. They put their britches, their good britches on, their big girl, big boy panties, and they're doing what they came here to do. Saturn can just kick back and just give us blessings at that point. And who doesn't want blessings? I want more blessings. And in order to do that, we must be willing to look, to ask ourselves the hard questions. So some questions to reflect on. Why is it important to take inspired action with what is being revealed to us during these cycles? Where are we still desiring to be and embody the ego, the lesser self? Where can we free ourselves from the illusions and the veils of the lesser self, the distortions of this world of duality? Where are we refusing to connect? Where is it hard for us to connect? Where are we having trouble seeing the other, in air quotes, as us? Where are we not taking responsibility for our experience? And all of this will point us in the direction of what we need to embody and integrate during this cycle. This is super potent, and you probably will be feeling this energy for at least the next several days after the new moon. You're going to be feeling this energy before. It's a jumble of energy that is all around us, and some people will be even more blind than before we began this process. But that's what they're supposed to be doing. So just take extra care for you not to be blind, to strip away the veils from your sight, from your knowing, to allow yourself to hear and receive the truth so you can take inspired action and live and ground your higher self in your physical experience. We are here to ground the higher realms into this physical world. This is how we create that next higher dimension, the 5D. It is through our actions, through our embodiment and birthing of the higher frequencies. So set your intentions. I know some people say, oh, the eclipse energy is too volatile, don't set intentions. Nah, be bold. Choose your frequency. Be bold, be daring. Be in alignment with your soul. Be in cosmic union, and through that cosmic union, allow yourself to be initiated and rebirthed in your light, and to birth those higher frequencies in your physical world. Make sure to pay attention to your breath. If stuff is triggering you and it's hard and it's difficult, breathe. So many of us forget to breathe. Oh, and lately, go easy on the caffeine. Really go easy on the caffeine during this cycle. The energy is fiery enough. We don't need to add to it. So go easy on take it easy on the caffeine. Nourish your body. This is all happening in the first house. So really nourish your body. Drink plenty of water with lemon and salt, because we need electrolytes and good electrolytes. Celtic sea salt, amazing. Really take care of your body. Take this time soothing things, because it's such a fiery energy, it's very, very important for us to soothe ourselves, because too much fire burns out super quick. We want the fire to sustain us, to elevate us. So it's not about moving a mile a minute. It is about moving with intention. One step after another, this is how we move forward. Because if we want to take like a giant quantum leap forward, and we're not ready for that giant quantum leap forward, we're going to get yanked back into the position we were in before. So slow and steady. I know that is the opposite of what Aries wants to do, but slow and steady, mindful, conscientious, intentional, breathe. This is a very powerful doorway. It's a very powerful initiation. Make the most of it. We are choosing our frequency and what we are birthing every moment. Choose wisely. If you enjoyed this, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tune in to the sound activation for this moon. I really encourage you to do that. And of course, always come back and you can listen to the sound activations as many times as you want whenever you feel called to them. And if you would like to connect with me on social media, I can be found on YouTube at Aurea Lara, where I share longer format videos. And I will also be sharing mantras and I think a movement meditation or a breathwork practice or a couple for this new moon in Aries. And of course, Instagram at Embodying the Shekhinah and at Aurea Lara. All of that is linked in the show notes. Have a blessed new moon. And oh, definitely pay attention to your intuition. And I like to do this little practice. I move my hand from my solar plexus, well, from my womb space upwards. And then I do an infinity in front of my third eye. This is to strengthen my neutrality and balance my polarity. So strengthen my neutrality, hands all the way from the palm facing forward, up from the womb up to the third eye and beyond. And in front of the third eye. I do this particularly because since we are activating, and I will share an activation on YouTube to activate your pineal gland, because what we want to do is we want to be neutral, because when we are neutral, we are actually allowing ourselves to truly receive the wisdom, as opposed to, remember how I said we can be married to one outcome or something? Yeah, we don't want to do that. We want to be the clearest channel and vessel we can be. Have a blessed new moon. And